This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can't get to half the stories I want to get to. I'm having too much fun with them to begin with, but I can't get to half the stories I do want to get to. In the next hour, I'm sorry, after the first break here, we're going to have a fellow on by the name of Christopher Harris. He's the executive director of a group called Unhyphenated America. And he actually believes that we could do away with all this, you know, African-American, Italian-American, Irish-American, blah, 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 American, really seriously. You can check it out before he comes on. It's unhyphenatedamerica.org. That's unhyphenatedamerica.org. Check it out. Seriously, check it out so when he comes on, you're ready. You're ready for it because you're gonna need to be ready for it. And again, with all the stories you guys send me, it's just amazing to me. I don't know if you heard the latest one here about the... Remember how we were told illegal immigrants, yeah. If you can't stand terminology like that, there are other places you can go, and I won't be heartbroken. I can give you time to change the station. It's a trigger warning. We're going to talk about illegal aliens. We're going to talk about the IRS. We're going to talk about the Obama administration, how poorly they've handled this whole illegal immigrant thing. Yes, the illegal immigrant thing. See, I come from a family of legal immigrants. They use the word illegal. Does that make them nasty people? They busted their chops to get here the right way, and you just want to walk in, right? I work hard all my life to make the money I'm making. You just want the government to give it to you for free, or you want me to give you half of my money while you sit on your couch with your channel changer, your bear, and waiting for your government check. And don't get all goofy on me, because you know there's people out there like that, and a lot of them. Now, in a letter to Congress, the IRS Commissioner John, whatever his name is, he defended the decision to allow illegal immigrants to get refunds from the agency. Now, Jim Jordan of Ohio went on the record to explain that illegal immigrants who get a Social Security number can go back and apply for a refund through the Earned Income Tax Credit. He said this is due to the President Obama's executive order on illegal immigration, calling it unconstitutional and unfair, as we have found out. Now, it's unfair to taxpayers. See, this is the part I want to get to. The stuff I want to deal with is the fact that they even think this way, that the loons on the left actually think this way, that they actually think that it's okay to open up all these, like in California, not only can they get driver's licenses, but if they're not careful, you know, there was a fight going on as to how to design the driver's license, right? Because, you know, if we had driver's licenses now, we'd be able to track them. That's working out so well. The government telling us these lies for so long, we have, 92% of the illegals that come over the border we can't find anymore? They don't show up for the hearings, duh. We thought that was going to happen, right? Now what? Now we've got to spend money going looking for them, unless you listen to the loons, where I just leave them alone, they're trying to make a living. Really, why? Well, how do you figure that? How do you figure... They're just trying to make a living. If they were just trying to make a living, here's my beef with this. I've actually had this conversation with my pastor. My grandparents came here for a better life. I know a lot of immigrants that came here for better life. But you know what they did? They did it the right way. Because when you don't do it the right way, when you don't follow the rules, how can you have a better life when you're continually looking over your shoulder, when you continually worrying about whether you're going to get paid or not, and how are you going to file a complaint? And I know you guys don't say, see, that's why we have to make them legal, so they have a right to use our court system. No, not at all. That is not a reason to do it. I'll tell you what the loons in California did, because somebody in the chat room is talking about how great all this stuff is, and the loons in up in Sacramento and the damage that they've done to this city. If they had a clue and they actually did their homework, here's what they would find out. They would find out that we don't have a surplus. We actually have a deficit, because the loon that's running the state right now has decided to push down all these unfunded mandates on counties, on school districts. The school district I belong to, the state owes us $21 million. And you know what they say to us? You'll get it when you get it. Isn't that exciting? We have companies moving out of the state because of regulations. They're looking to up the gas tax. They're looking to up taxes as a whole because they really don't have enough money to spend. They want more money to spend. We're, on the other hand, my district, just on health care alone, they've pushed down about $6 million in unfunded mandates. You know, I've told this story before. It's so simple. For those of you who actually work for a living, and some of you that have put your life on the line, when I say that, I mean your financial life, because you've started a business, you have a home. Now what happens is you buy a truck. You buy a pizza delivery truck because you have a pizza business, right? And then you have a house. And you have your house budget, and then you have your business budget. Your business budget you're not making so much money on, right? So what do? You take the truck payment, and you put it on the house budget. And then you tell everybody, yeah, the business is in the black. We're doing great. You've just moved your $500 truck payment to the house. You've saved $500 in the business, but it's the same money. It's going from your right pocket to your left pocket. You're still paying that bill. Well, that's what this governor thinks. That's how these loons think. That's how they do business. Okay? I mean, this debacle with the bullet train here in California, it's almost at three times what the people voted on to do, but they don't care. It's a cash cow for the dishonest legislators up in California. You cannot have this kind of corruption unless you have a boatload of money going through. And they're afraid to let the people vote on it again. That's how honest and upright they are. Right? They're afraid to really tell people where they're at and the mistakes they made, that this thing won't do two-thirds of what they said it was going to do now. So they've changed it as they go. They're asking for more money on a regular basis. And yeah, they're a bunch of good, honest guys. I'd love to know the kind of crack you people are smoking. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, for coming back for an unhyphenated America. We're going to find out really what that's all about. Christopher Harris is going to join me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I don't know. No comment.
Okay, we're out, so.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, I give you too many ways to listen to the show. I really do. It's kind of my downfall here. Is you could find it almost, we're like Horse Manure on a Ranch. We're like all over the place. You can find us, all right? You can find us up at GCN Live. If you head over to our website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take polls there. You can read stuff we've got up from our other writers on the site. We are on Facebook Live. You can find us on Tiki, Ustream. I mean, my God, I'm telling you, you actually have to go out of your way not to be able to get the show. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I honestly do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged and involved. Now, you've heard me talk about this stuff on the air a million times. I've never really had anybody on to discuss it in detail, but we've talked about my family coming here from Italy. We were never Italian-Americans, right? We were always first Americans of Italian descent, or, you know, especially My grandparents came here. My aunt still tells the story. She's 80 years old, sharp as a tack. Still tells me the story about how she got here on the boat, what she was afraid of, what the other people looked like, you know, what they were all thinking when they got to Ellis Island, how she felt about it. These people worked hard to get here. They gave up a lot and truly gave up a lot. They could have got all the way here, and with a misdiagnosis or if they got something on the boat, they would have been put back on a boat and sent all the way back to Italy. Think about that. This was not a 16-hour trip, people. This was a big deal. These people wanted something different. And today, again, I said to you, we've talked about this before. As we go on, we become more and more hyphenated Americans. It drives me out of my mind, and you know it, because I've talked about it before. So when I saw this come across my desk today, I said, okay, I got to have this guy on. We have to talk about this. So Christopher Harris is on with me. He's the executive director of Unhyphenated America. I gave you the website earlier. Hopefully you went out there then, so you don't go there now. It's unhyphenatedamerica.org. That's unhyphenatedamerica.org. Christopher, thanks for joining me today. I really do appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me.
All right, so first give us the 80,000-foot view. What is unhyphenatedamerica all about?
Well, the long story short, Joe, is that we're an organization that believes that if you understand and you believe and you embrace the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then you're an American, and that there's no need for any prefix or suffix. You're just an American.
I agree with you. I mean, all right, so we're over. We're done. No, I agree with you. I think that's great. Why does it seem like, now maybe I was just oblivious to it. I don't know. But, you know, for a while there, it did seem like we were all Americans. I mean, we had different ethnicities. Don't get me wrong. We had different cultures, if you would. But ultimately, we were all Americans. When we used to have parades in Little Italy, even in Boston, the American flag was being waved all over the place. And it seems over the last 10 or 15 years, in my estimation, it might be longer than that, we have now everybody is something different. I'm a Hispanic American. I'm a Black American. I'm an Italian American. Aren't we Americans first? And I think we've forgotten that, haven't we?
Well, definitely have, because, well, you know, as we said on the website, the left spends billions of dollars trying to divide us. It's a divide and conquer thing. They know that they can pit one group against another when they say, hey, well, you have this skin color, or you have this ethnicity, therefore you have to go into this little teeny tiny box, and you have to remain there, by the way. They don't want you leaving that box. You have to go into that box. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we play this identity politics, and we're going to let you tell you all the time that these other people from this other ethnicity, this other group, or this other box, they don't like you, so you have to be against all these other people. And, you know, that's all they do is they play identity politics. But this is where, you know, like we just had a sermon about this in our church. I'm a Christian, okay? I am a Christian. I'm a constitutional conservative. But, you know, there's no such thing as a Black Christian. There's no such thing as a white Christian. Either you're just a Christian or you're not.
You're right.
You know, when you fully understand, you know, I mean, you know, Jesus made it clear. You know, it's for the Jews and the Gentiles, you know, that the Jewish people were the chosen people, but he first spread the word, you know, and he told his disciples to spread the word, the Great Commission amongst Jewish people, and then out into the Gentiles, and you became part of the body of Christ. You became adopted into the family, and when you're in the family, you know, nobody, you won't see, I mean, unless it's like obvious that, you know, like if you have a white family and they adopt an Asian kid, you know, of course it's going to be kind of obvious that child is adopted, you know, but you know, if it's not something that's like physically obvious, nobody who adopts children runs around and says, hey, you know, meet my adopted kids. No, they're your children.
You know,
you're part of the family.
You are so, it's, but where did we get like this? You are so right. Look, I have two granddaughters and I have two grandsons. Okay, so I have four grandchildren. Now, one of my grandchildren, why I don't do this, I'm just bringing it up to prove a point, is a mixed race baby. I don't know. I always thought she was part of the human race. She's just my granddaughter, and I put her picture up on my Facebook page. And somebody said, "You have a Black granddaughter?" I said, "No, I have a granddaughter." I don't understand this. Totally eludes me. When did we start? I mean, why did we let this in? Why do we allow this to happen as Christian conservatives? I'm with you. You taught me something tonight. I never really thought about that. Nobody ever says I'm this kind of Christian, that kind of Christian, unless you're, you know, denominational. But you know, I'm just a Christian. Period. There's nothing to do with color, right?
Well, exactly. And yeah. When you get to heaven, if you're blessed enough to make it to heaven, there is no black or white or Asian or Hispanic or whatever heaven. There's this one. Everybody is with our Heavenly Father, you know, because He created us as a human race in His image, and He put all the genetic material there for us to have all this variation of skin color, eye color, height. All that, we're all just Americans. And so you have to, when you really understand these things, Joe, you understand how foolish, but also how wicked it is to try to separate people based off of the most super, it's really the most superficial thing about us is the color of our skin.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you. But Christopher, you're supposing, I guess you're not really presupposing, but, you know, we used to be more of a godly nation. We used to be more of a nation that whether you went to church every Sunday or had a 100% belief in God, you had a belief in a creator. You knew there was something bigger than you out there. I don't think we're there anymore. I really don't. I think that there's, you know, you do have your Christians, and then you have your Sunday church goers, and then you have those people who will tell grandma they believe in God so she doesn't get upset at them. I think we have turned away from God big time in this nation.
Well, if you go back to the 50s, I was watching something just the other day, the movie The Robe. I don't know if you remember
that. Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And the movie's from 1953, and I was watching with my wife over the weekend, and I watched, like, the extra clips afterwards. And one of the things that they were talking about was the fact that in the late 50s, I mean, there was a resurgence of Christianity in America in the late 50s and 60s.
Was there?
Church attendance skyrocketed.
Hey,
Christopher,
I got to ask you to hold that because we're going for a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
But I want to hear about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're going to want to hear this. All about an unhyphenated America. Executive Director Christopher Harris joins me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever- ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You know, one of these days, for you guys who think you're like your music freaks, I'm gonna give you a couple seconds to tell me whose song it is. You know, and maybe you could win something. I have a boatload of copies of the Constitution in plain English, and a whole bunch of stuff around here. I'm gonna be giving away soon, and I may do that with you. I may give you only a couple of seconds to tell me what band on the music coming back in. What the band is? Because some of you guys, I'm sure, don't know. I'm sure you don't have a clue. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about with Christopher Harris. He's the executive director of Unhyphenated America. And, again, Christopher, first, thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure.
You're starting to get into the resurgence in the late 50s, early 60s, back into Christianity, or back into religion, or back into what? What were we turning to, well, to God or any God?
Well, specifically Christianity, and they really highlighted this in the extra section of this DVD for the movie The Road. But it was saying that I have quite a few Christian movies, and most of those movies were created in the 50s, you know, like The Robot, I believe, was done in 1953, and it was the first movie actually done in CinemaScope. So that's one of the things, I think it was Francis Ford Coppola who kind of gave the info about that, that this was such new technology. But the biggest thing is, this was a genre that lasted for almost a decade, and it did so well because so many Americans were going to church, and they believed that it was important to have that personal relationship with Christ. Now, listen, we all know, Joe, that, you know, racism was alive and well, you know, and in the 1950s, and I always point out, listen, racism exists.
Yep.
It is a problem, but I'm not someone who believes that it is the problem, you know. So you always acknowledge the fact that it exists, especially as a Christian. You understand that racism is one of the sinful things out there, and since we have a sin nature, it's never going to go away until Christ returns. So it's out there. The question is whether it is the issue that's keeping keeping people down. And I believe most people, if they really gave an honest look at it, they would say, no, we can't say that it's the issue. But when you look at things from a Christian standpoint, what was happening is that we realized, hey, you know what? We were all created. And the reason why Martin Luther King was able to give the speech that he gave on the National Mall is when he pointed out that, hey, a check was written to black folks that basically said, you know, you are created equal, but now this check is basically coming back insufficient funds. He was able to hold up and say, here is what you say your values are. And I'm asking you to hold true to your values. If American values are that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, mankind, human beings, are created equal, and that they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that governments are instituted among men for the express purpose of the protection of those rights, then I'm holding up this, holding a mirror up to you and saying, this is what you said you're about. Now stay true to it. And that is what an unhyphenated America is about. It's saying all you have to do is believe, just like as a Christian, it's faith plus nothing. Believe, have faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he is the incarnate Word of God. Well, as an American, do you believe in an unhyphenated America, that it's a principle that you can come from anywhere, and that's what makes America exceptional, Joe, is the fact that we don't care if your father was Italian or my father or grandfather or whatever came from whatever other country. Do you want to be an American? Well, ta-da, God bless you, you're an American.
But you know, Christopher, there's a lot of people in the black community that feel like they don't have that opportunity, that opportunity is not afforded to them. I mean, again, I am not a person that's black. I am a human being, you know, and I keep saying that to people. If we get away from the colors and treat each other the way we're supposed to, then the color won't matter. But there are a lot of people in the black community that feel like here in America, they don't stand a chance. They don't have the same opportunity as a guy like me has. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a cop out. You know, it's basically blaming McDonald's for you being fat.
That's a great line.
That's what it is. Well, also, I'm a big history buff, Joe, and you know, one of my heroes, and you'll see me and you'll hear me reference this gentleman quite a bit, is Booker T. Washington. You can tell that he's probably the most dangerous man in the history of America because they have chosen to ignore him. See, that's how you know. It's one thing for the left to try to attack you, but when they try to write you out of history, that tells you just how dangerous he was. Because he was the man who wrote the book Up From Slavery. And we always point out, because most people are unaware of just how much progress that we as black people make, and just in case your listeners don't know or haven't seen the website, yes, I have a permanent tan. I've got lots of melanin. I am black. Right? You know, just to let you know, in case you're confused about who you're listening to. You know, but I point out the fact also, like another reason I call myself an hyphenated American, and I reject the term African American, is that my family has done our genealogy. My parents are very big in the genealogy. And we've been able to trace and find that black Harrises in my family have been in the United States since at least 1752. And I'll take a real quick side note to tell you this. I was out one night at this place called Top Golf. I don't know if you have one out there. It's like a golf driving range, and they got food and drinks and everything like that. And I was hanging out with some people and met a young lady named Emily. And she had an interesting last name. I asked her, I said, hey, Emily, where does your last name come from? I like to have conversations with people like that. And she said, well, my family is Russian. She said, my parents immigrated here from Russia after the wall came down. Now, Emily was about 23, 24 years old. And she said, you know, yeah, my parents immigrated from Russia. And I was born here. I'm just an American. Now, this is interesting, Joe, because she had no idea. I didn't tell anything about me and my organization. It was just two people having a conversation. But I thought it was interesting that a young lady whose parents came came from a country that used to be our mortal enemy for decades, and she was raised here, and she calls herself just an American, but yet you have people who are related to me, for example, and our family has been here for over 250 years. Our family has been here before America was America, but yet we've been convinced that we should call ourselves some sort of hyphenated American. How ridiculous is that?
Well, I have a lot of American friends who happen to be black, and I have them on a show, and they always say the same thing. One guy says to me, stop calling me an African American. He wasn't saying that to me. He was saying that to the audience. He said, my family's from Belize, right? I don't want to be called an African American. So, but by doing that, somehow it corrals everybody into one group and it makes certain people feel good, you know, that they're dealing with that group. I just have a bunch of friends. I did a show one day. I had a Hispanic guy. These were all guys from church, but I just didn't tell anybody until we were done. But I had an Hispanic guy, a black guy, and myself on there. And we were talking about, you know, racism and that kind of stuff. And even the emails that I got from people, and they weren't openly racist, but they were putting them in categories. I'm saying, do you understand it? Just by putting them in categories, by saying we have to help them. It doesn't matter which one of the them threes there was. By saying we're going to help them, you're putting them in a category. You're saying they can't do it themselves. I mean, how bad is that, right?
Well, and that's where I go back to my hero, Booker T. Washington. I think most people would understand that the period, the Reconstruction era, the post-emancipation era, was a period of virulent racism. I mean, the Jim Crow era was, you know, most black people knew at that point that they could be lynched at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there were laws in place, the Jim Crow laws, basically legalized lynching.
Jeez.
And so, but yet most people are unaware of the fact that, you know, we had, just to give you a little bit more history, there were only about, because it's funny, this information came from, remember the guy who had the beer summit with President
right.
Obama?
Yeah. Yep.
He's a pretty well-known historian, an African-American history guy, right? But he also said, listen, do you know that out of the approximately 15 to 17 million Africans that were taken out of Africa and, you know, sent on ships to come to the West, which, by the way, that doesn't even include the number of Africans who were sold in the Trans-Saharan slave trade. But keep in mind that there was, contrary to what you saw in the movie Roots, it wasn't a bunch of Europeans.
I know you're at a disadvantage here. You can't hear the bumper music. We'll be back in a second. But I want you to finish that up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Okay,
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, head over to the website. Just check out the station list. Everybody says, well, how do I get to... If I'm not in a radio station in your area, you know, we're on Spreaker, we're on iHeartRadio, you can find us everywhere, all right? And you really want to get to the point where you catch the show on a regular basis. And yes, do I want listeners? Of course I do, but... really kind of build on issues on the show. I just don't bounce all around the place. You know, I decided, I think a year and a half ago, that I could do 3 hours on Obama and the administration, the whole nine yards, but there's 3,000 other shows doing it. So what I'm doing is I harp on the social issues. And if the administrations are the ones that have shoved the socialist issues in our face, then yeah, I'm going to talk about that. But we've got so many things going on around us. I call them, they're the things we should be paying attention to. Because we've lost a lot of freedoms in this country by just, you know the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Nobody's ever taken down one of our freedoms or taken down something that we've got going on all in one fell swoop. It's done little by little by little. We're not paying attention. All of a sudden, somebody looks up and says, how did that happen? I had a parent come to me at the school district. She found out that, according to state law, or she found out the school district was only making the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance one day a week. And that is the law in California. I can't do anything about it. If you keep sending loons up to Sacramento, I can't change anything. I've got to follow the law as a school board member. So they only have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance one day a week, and the rest of the time, every morning, they have to have do a patriotic act. That could be just simply talking about George Washington, talking about how he's on the $1 bill. I mean, there's no guidelines. Anyway, before I go to my mind, let me get back to my guest, because I could talk about this stuff for hours. It is just nuts. Christopher Harris joins me. He's the executive director of Unhyphenated America, and I'm having a great conversation with him. We're talking about the fact that you're an American. It's really that simple. What color you happen to be, what ethnicity you happen to be, what your heritage happens to be, is secondary to the fact that you're an American. The only thing I'd say to him that I haven't said to him yet is that I always tell people, if you're a Christian, it's different. You're a Christian first, who happens to be American, who happens to be part of AB party, who happens to be. Anyway, Christopher, thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate your time.
No problem. And you're absolutely correct with that, Joe. So I say I am a Christian constitutional conservative who happens to vote Republican. As long as the Republican Party continues to stay closest to my views and my principles.
Well, you know, before we run out of time here, I know this is a little bit of a side note, and we'll get back to the African-American history in a second, but I've been telling people, even my Christian friends have said, there's no way, no how I'm going to vote for Trump. And I go, look, forget about who you're going to vote for, who you're not going to vote for. You need to sit down, and on a piece of paper, you need to line up not people, you don't vote for people that you necessarily like or that line up with your mental point of view. You need to be voting for people that are the closest to your biblical and moral principles. You need to vote for the people that are going to protect your right to worship openly, to pray, whatever it is. You need to make sure that they're in line with what your Bible says is the kind of person that we need in office. Not party, not sex or sexual orientation, gender or any of that stuff. That stuff doesn't matter. Am I off?
No, I agree with you. I mean, that's the thing. The same is it should be the Republican Party should be the one that if you are a Christian and you believe in the Constitution, that it should be like a no-brainer. And that's one of the things. And that's an article I wrote actually on the Unhyphenated America webpage. I think about a year or two ago I wrote it talking about an ice-cold conservative like a Coca-Cola, like an ice, you know, should be as satisfying as an ice-cold Coca-Cola on a hot summer day. It should be the real thing. And that's one of the things I talked about is that Republicans win in landslides when Republicans know who they are and what they stand for, and they stand fast to that. But when you become wishy-washy, you know, it's kind of like being a wishy-washy male. I mean, it's almost better for you to be this hyper-masculine male than for you to be a wishy-washy male. Women don't like wishy-washy men, and voters don't like wishy-washy Republicans.
Well, being double-minded gets you nowhere, right?
Yeah, James 1-8.
That's right.
Double-minded man is unstable in all ways.
That's right. That's right. And you're going to be tossed all over the place. And you look at our young men and our young women, but you look at our young men today. You know, you and I could have a field day tonight because I look at this stuff and I say we've gotten so far away from God, we've gotten so far away from principles that we are all over the place. And, you know, even abortion, everybody's screaming about abortion, make it legal, make it illegal. It doesn't matter what you make it. And until you change a person's heart, until we start teaching our young people, you know, the value of their lives and the value of that child's life, it won't matter whether abortion is legal or illegal. Right? I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah, because people say stuff like, well, people will still go and have back alley abortions. Well, that is true. The people who are bound and determined, the people who have decided that this is not a human being, you know, that they've separated themselves from it, they'll still go and, you know, do atrocious things like, you know, the back alley and hanger or what have you. But when you're told, when it's been deeply ingrained in you that he knew you in your father's womb, in your mother's womb, the father knew you in the mother's womb. And that's another thing. As Christian constitutional conservatives, the left likes to accuse us of not believing in science, But I always point out, like, well, listen, I'm a true believer in science because science is just now catching up with the Bible. And the Bible makes it clear, Joe, that, and I use this example of people. If, of course, it sounds kind of freakier, but if somebody was able to be there at the moment of your conception, with the, what they call the arthroscopic camera or whatever it's called,
right,
if they happen to have that camera there, and at the moment that there was lightning in the bottle, when your father's sperm at your mother's egg and it fertilized the egg, if they took a tissue sample of that fertilized egg at that moment and they put that in a tissue dish, and then 9 months later when you came out of the world, you know, butt naked, upside down, kicking and screaming, and they took your tissue sample then, and then you fast forward 21, 30, 40, however many years later, and you took a tissue sample there. And if we took those three tissue samples and we gave them to any reputable DNA expert and asked them, who are these three individuals? They cannot come back with anything other than say, this is all the same person. So what that tells you is at the moment of your conception, all the genetic material necessary to make you, you, was present at that moment. So you in your mother's womb at the moment of conception were, all you were was a human being at the earliest stage of human development.
Yeah, and you know what? I get the biggest kick out of Christians who try to justify abortion, saying that the Bible doesn't speak to abortion, and you don't have to go through them all. I've been through 32 scriptures one night. I sat here and went through every one of them, and that was one of them, where if God knew you before you were in your mother's womb, then you were somebody. Then you had some value. And for us to diminish that, and Christians especially, to diminish that in any way, shape, manner, or form, I don't want to be there when you have to look at God in the face and say, hey, what did you do here? You know, with this gift I gave you. It's just nuts. Before we run out of time, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say real quick, well, and this is the thing I always talk about, that leftists, yeah, they begin with faulty premises, though. And so when you begin with the faulty premise that you're anything less than a human being when you're in your mother's womb, you're going to screw up everything else. And that's just it. I mean, that's where it's easy
to start.
How people get off, they get off base because they screwed up from the beginning, not understanding that there are, that you have as a human being, were made in God's image with certain unalienable rights. It's the same philosophy that allowed people to just rationalize and justify slavery by saying, well, they're not fully human.
Yeah.
You know, it's that whole idea, if you're not fully human, well, then it's okay for me to enslave you. Well, if you're not fully human, it's okay for me to rip you out of your mother's womb and do all the other atrocious things that they've done. So it's, you know, you begin with this faulty premise. And there were a lot of people who defended slavery, and they said it was just part, and I'll put it like this, slavery as an institution, as a practice, was much more deeply ingrained in the entire world economy and society than abortion is today. Abortion is really easy to get rid of overnight, as opposed to the institution of slavery was not something that you could get rid of overnight. It was an integral part of our entire economy. You couldn't just get rid of it without, you know, massive consequences and repercussions. It literally took a civil war. You can get rid of abortion and stop millions of deaths basically with the sign of a pen if you are president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go back to with all these things that we come up. I tell people all the time, you know, God gave them 10 commandments. They couldn't follow them. Jesus shows up and says, okay, let's try these two. You know, the other ones are hinged on these two. So let's just take it down to two because you people seem can't handle 10.
Exactly. Right? Love God with all your heart and soul. And love your fellow man as you love your God. Love yourself and love God. I mean, it's really simple.
It ain't hard. You know what? We got off track, but I'll bring you back again because I do want to talk about some of these other issues that go on. And I'm very much in agreement with you with the unhyphenated America. And I don't just hold it to a black and white thing. I'm talking about every, you know, aspect of what we do here in America. And once you come here, you don't lose your heritage. I get that. But when you get here, you should be talking about being an American, what you can do to make America stronger, what you can do to fit into the American lifestyle. Otherwise, I don't even know why you came here. But, Christopher, give them the information on you and your organization real quick and how they can get in touch with you or help out.
Okay, well, you can find the website at www.unhyphenatedamerica.org. So unhyphenatedamerica.org. And, of course, on Facebook, you can find it just simply at unhyphenatedamerica. So we just would love to hear from you folks. If you want to comment on an article or whatever, you know, feel free, and glad to get back to you.
Well, and we'll have you back on again, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. We're going to go down all of Mr. Obama's accomplishments. We'll be right back.